God, where are you? Why can't I feel you? I used to be able to feel you so well. I used to know you were there and know you would give me the comfort I needed when I was down. But why can't I feel you now? Why, in my lowest of lows, can't I feel you here with me? Lord, you used to wrap your arms around me and give me the bear hugs I needed. You are so powerful. Why can't you just show me yourself in some way? I am so empty, and all I want is to feel you. Lord, why can't I just feel you? When I was younger, I used to have a great relationship with God. I felt him so much and knew he was there all the time. The only downfall with that is I used to put my faith in other people. I used to have my highest of highs when everyone was so high. And when someone would find a great verse, that would be my verse. But I could never find them myself. I could never just say, wow, I read the Bible and I did this myself. I didn't have a relationship with God on my own. It was always through other people. I could feel him though, and it was great. Last year, during SWAP, there was a talk, and it was don't piggyback. And to sum it up, it basically said, don't use others to fulfill your relationship with God. Don't use them to pull you close to God. And that really inspired me. I wanted God for myself and not through other people. I wanted to know that if I needed a comfort, I could go myself to the Bible and look up a verse and say, wow, God showed that to me, not through someone else, but he showed it directly to me. I was so excited to start this new relationship with God and to be independent, and I was determined that I would just have this amazing relationship and not have to rely on others anymore, and it was great. Summer came, and I was still so pumped for God, and I started reading a verse a day and just finding that daily verse and sharing it and just being so on fire for God, and I could feel him. It was so amazing. Verses like 2 Corinthians 1, 3 to 4, he comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. Or Philippians 4, 13, for I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. Or even Matthew 6, 34, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Those verses were so powerful to me, and it was just like, wow, God is speaking to me. God is letting me know that no matter what, he will always be there for me. So summer ended, and the school year came, and I was pumped. Senior year, it is gonna be the best year. There are so many activities to keep me busy, so many God things. It was just gonna be the best. And ASB, they brought the theme, empty, be filled. And I was stoked. The campus would be filled with God this year. But I stand up in front of you, and I don't feel like I've been filled this year. I feel so empty and so frustrated that I can't feel God like everyone else around me. And it upsets me so much. Senior survival is one of the greatest spiritual highs that UCA offers. And I was stoked to get God and be like, yes, come back to campus, on fire for him, renew my relationship with him. It was gonna be great. And I get there, and it was one of my lowest spiritual lows ever. I felt so empty. I remember people getting up and crying because they were so joyful God had shown himself to them. And I remember sitting in the back crying because I felt so empty. And I was jealous that everyone around me could feel him, but I couldn't feel him. And I knew that he was there, but why wasn't he showing himself to me? I stand here and ask, God, where have you gone? I don't get his bear hugs anymore. I still read the Bible, but it's not like, wow, he's speaking to me. He's saying, Rachel, I'm here with you. I'm going to get you through this day. It's more like, I know these verses are good, and I know that God is with me. But what does that do when I can't feel that he's with me? Psalm 77 says, I cry out to God. Yes, I shout. Oh, that God would listen to me. When I was in deep trouble, I searched for the Lord. I prayed that he would listen to me. With my hands lifted toward heaven, all night long I would pray. But my soul was not comforted. I think of God and I moan, overwhelmed with longing for his help. You don't let me sleep. I am too distressed to even pray. I think of the good old days. Long since ended, when nights were filled with joyful songs, I search my soul and wonder what's the difference now. Has the Lord rejected me forever? Will he never again be kind to me? Is his unfailing love gone forever? Have his promises permanently failed? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he slammed the door on his compassion? And I said, this is my fate. The Most High has turned his hand against me. But then I recall all you have done, O Lord. I remember your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts, and I cannot stop thinking about your mighty works. O God, your ways are holy. Is there any God as mighty as you? You are the God of great wonders. God is so wonderful. God wants us to know him. He wants us to know that it's okay not to feel him. It's almost better not to feel him, because even though I'm not having a spiritual high, that gives me the opportunity to have a spiritual permanent. I don't rely on the miracles and what I see and what I feel, but I can rely on the truth that God made those miracles. God performed all of those things that I want to feel. Isaiah 30:18. It says, so the Lord must wait for you to come to him, so he can show you his love and compassion. For the Lord is a faithful God. Blessed are those who wait for his help. We have to go to him. I have to go to him. He's not going to show us unless we want it. He's waiting for the perfect time to show himself to us and to just make us feel him and make us know he's there. And I can't wait until I feel that time. If it means less spiritual highs, I'm okay with that. Just because I don't feel him doesn't mean he's not there. I may not be high, but God is high for me.